listening to the Penno Perception Podcast, where we drive discussions about the cogs and gears that run a selective high school in New South Wales. We're your hosts, Shamila
and Ree, and in today's special episode, we will be collaborating with North Sydney Boys High School, one of the top-ranked schools in New South Wales. Here we'll talk with...
Neo Zhu,
Leon Biswas, Liam Chung, Eric Fu,
and learn about some of the brilliant minds behind the school's success. From extracurriculars to study habits, we'll uncover what keeps them at the top and their new plans for their very own podcast. Join us as we dive into the world that is North Sydney Boys High School.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi. Hello. Hey.
So how does it feel to be here today? You've traveled quite the distance.
Yeah, well, 15 minutes just talking with each other, especially getting to know our principal. The one that we stole from your school.
Oh, right. Of course. Yes.
Yeah, it was a great time. So far, we've had a great time learning about how to run a podcast.
Yeah, we've had them for the entire day. We've just been teaching them little bits and bobs. And yeah.
In the meanwhile, eating scones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scones were the highlight.
Yep, definitely.
So is there anything like, you know, you guys, did you have any impressions like coming into this? Any worries?
To be honest, I was feeling nostalgic of my other high school that I went in year 7.
Yeah, no, guys, we gave them a little tour of the school during lunch break. And we showed them H Block. And then they were saying how, like, oh, this looks a lot like, I believe Leon was like a transfer, right?
Yeah.
Wait, that's actually really cool. That's and Helston, you know, we love them too. So yeah. Shout out to them, yeah.
All right, let's start off with a little game because we have been boring you guys with so much information all day. How about we play Two Truths and a Lie?
All right, well, excellent way to get started. That's tough.
Yeah. Who wants to start off?
Probably I'll start it off. So Two Truths and a Lie, right? One, I have been to Penrith before. I was in North Sydney Boys in year 8.
Do you want to redo with those questions?
I sure. Okay. Okay, here's three things. One, I have a dog. Second, I have done video editing before. And third, I have an FPV drone.
Do you mind expanding on the last one?
Yeah.
FPV drone, that means first person view drones. Basically, like, you know, with the goggles, you see into it and then you control your drones.
Oh my God. Wait, that's so cool.
You don't have a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you think?
Yeah.
I think you don't have a dog. I think he's too, like, he knows too much about the other two.
Yeah, that is
yeah,
true.
That's yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shamila, your turn.
Wait, don't put me on the spot. I don't know. Can you go first? And then while you go for it, I'll think of one. Yeah.
Okay, well, time to find out if I have any lies. All right. Okay, well, now I have to think about something. All right. I am a middle child. I wasn't actually born in Australia, and I moved here when I was about 7 years old. And at some point in time, I had a hole in my leg.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I know this one, so it's up to you guys to decide.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's quite obvious. Have you really got a hole in your leg?
Do you have a hole in your leg? You seem like the type of person to have.
I did, in fact, have a hole in my leg at some point.
Oh, wow.
I was born here, guys. Yeah. Shock, right. Horror. All right, who's next?
All right. Okay, I have a sister that is almost 20 years older than me. I have broken both of my arms at the same time before.
Now, how does that happen?
Or I have a dog that weighs half my weight.
The real question is how much do you weigh?
Oddly specific questions. What's your guess?
The dog thing is a bit too specific.
I'm going to say the dog thing too.
No, it's not. Oh, it is? It's not.
Is it not?
I was going to say that's why it's too specific.
Okay, but I thought it's so specific that it's something someone would make up.
No, but it's so specific. It seems like it's something someone would actually have occurred. Oh. I think it's the first one. Your sister is not 20 years older than you.
She is.
Really? So it's the middle one. Wow, we really suck at this game.
Yeah, guys,
okay, well.
All right, well, let's start it off. So
I have won a regional soccer tournament. I own pet fish. And I am 16.
No. Ooh.
I was expecting like something like really bad.
You're not 16.
I'm going to say you're not 16.
Yes. That's right. We're winning at this game, guys. Trust.
Okay, Eric, your turn.
All right. My three things are: I have an older sister. I moved out of my school's catchment area in kindy. And my last one is that I play guitar.
Let's use some deductive reasoning, guys.
I think he seems like the type to play guitar. I'm going to say middle one.
Yeah, how do you move out of your catchment area in kindergarten?
Well, the thing was that we had...
Over-explaining, it's a lie. Pepper!
No.
No, I don't think it is.
Gosh darn.
We had lived in the area at the beginning of kindy, and then around halfway through kindy, we actually moved houses. But because we had applied to the school, we just got to stay, I guess.
So it's an, which one was the lie?
The lie was that...
You guess first.
Oh, we still have more?
You didn't guess.
I did guess. That's the middle one.
Okay, my bad, guys.
Read listening skills. Okay, well, that's a great segue to now talk about...
You didn't reveal the lie.
Okay, go ahead.
The lie was that I have an older sister. I actually have a younger sister.
How old is she?
She's...
That's so real. I have a little sister too, and I can never remember. She's like forever 8.
Same with
8.
My brother. Yeah. She's
forever 8 to me.
She's 10.
My brother is 8, and he still gets like mad at me every time I'm like, you're like 5 years old.
Yeah, like you're 8. I don't care if you're going to high school soon. Like, okay, great segue to talk about. So obviously we have North Sydney Boys here, very famed school. And I think especially many selective schools would know this, right? So you guys are well known for your academic excellence. So what do you think really sets your school apart in this case?
Well, I personally think it's our sense of community, you know. Whenever we are working together, we don't hide anything. You know, we're trying to maximize everyone's marks, not just our own, you know.
Yeah, it's like something our old principal used to tell us, marks in the bag. Yeah, shout out Mr. Long. We miss you. Also, Mr. Ferguson is here. He used to be our deputy principal when we were in like year 7 and year 8. Shout out. We see you across the room, sir.
Yeah. You know what? That's actually, Nia, that's really interesting that you mentioned, because embarrassingly enough for me, something that I've been telling everyone is like, you know what NSB is doing right now? It's that they're trying to get everyone up, you know, like they're helping out the people who might be, I guess, less like well-versed in like a specific subject. And that kind of makes everyone like... brings everyone up the like ranks and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like I've been telling one, you know, let's play to our strong suits and let's like help everyone out. And then, you know, you guys might have to watch out for that number one rank. I can't lie.
She has become somewhat of a motivational speaker lately. And every single time she brings up you guys.
Because genuinely, I think it's very inspirational, and I will not rest until I let everyone know.
Yeah. I mean, especially with our competitive nature in the school as well. I mean, it basically forces the best out of us.
Yeah, can I just ask, how do you guys like deal with that? Like, how do you like collaborate when you know that everyone's competing for like the top spot, like the highest marks, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, I think that's what's really special. I mean, we've got such great friend groups in our years. We just always...
Sometimes with my friends, we like to go out to the library, usually some local libraries near our school like Chatswood and St. Leonard's, and just spending a good an hour to two just talking and studying so that everyone doesn't feel left behind. And also another way is online communication like Discord and stuff like that, and sharing notes with each other.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Yeah, Leon?
Yeah, probably one thing would be that we have a sense of brotherhood in our school. And why I think this is special is because, well, it's natural for every school that the students in some like specific cohort, they will like want to get really good marks. So as a school, they would get like, let's say, ranked first, which we beat maybe with James Roos 2 years ago.
Yes. So,
yeah, that's pretty it.
The main thing I feel like building off that sense of community that we've been talking about is that even though it feels good to get high marks, it feels even better to watch all your friends also get high marks with you. Because
that's so true.
It really builds up that sense of community and that we're all trying together to do the best we can.
Like, really all in this together.
So you definitely think it's like a collective effort. It's not just one person. It's a team effort. That's what everyone says, right?
Yeah, basically that's it.
Wait, so Leon, you mentioned you were a transfer.
Yes.
Right. So do you want to share with everyone the funny story of how you got to Noltony Boys?
All right. So like basically for those who don't know how you get into the the school, basically you have to do something called the HAST, Higher Achievement Selective Test. But like it started out with me applying for Sydney Boys. So thing is, I told my mom that I wanted to go to Sydney Boys because like that's the school that I didn't get into first. Then after that, I think she told my dad, let's get into Noltony Boys High School. And then on the day that I had to give the test, we were driving by Sydney Boys, and then for some reason we passed by it. And then I asked my dad, why aren't we going to Sydney Boys? And then he's like, aren't you going to give the test at Noltony Boys High School? And then, yeah, that's
it. There was some like miscommunication on that part. So you thought you were going to Sydney Boys, but they accidentally put down Noltony Boys. And now you're here. So it all worked out in the end.
Yeah, like you made it in. Like that's fate at that point.
That's what I was saying. It was meant to be.
I mean, like imagine having to go to like 6 days of school on a Saturday, I think. Yeah, Saturday you have to do sports on in Sydney Boys.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they have that there. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yikes.
But do any of you do sport?
I don't do sports outside of school. I just play tennis on Wednesday.
Oh, tennis. That's a good sport, though. I love tennis.
Yeah, well, I also play tennis, but really? I feel... Sorry, Leon, but I feel like I'm probably on a higher level than you.
Got some friendly fire here.
I play tennis competitively. So whenever I'm not out with my friends or studying with my friends, I'm just on the tennis court grinding.
Did you see the final?
Yeah.
Did you see the way both? Oh, that was 5 hours long. Was crazy.
Almost 6 hours.
Do you know they're actually like the first players in French Open history to both be born past 2000?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
New generation. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You could be up there.
Oh, well,
me. I want to see you in Paris.
I think I've probably got a worse chance than Leon.
Says the guy who just said he had
strays.
Had a better chance. That's crazy. Okay. Wow. What about
adding on to that? Yeah. Any other extracurriculars you guys do other than sports?
Building off sport and extracurriculars, our school does have a program called Falcon Sports, which are PNC organized sports where after school they'll get a coach to come in and you get to play the sport and learn how to play. Me personally, I do Falcon Badminton, where they bring in a few coaches and you have all the students. And I think it's just a great opportunity to play with friends and get to learn the game better.
How about you guys? Do you guys do any extracurriculars?
We are the leaders of the Model United Nations Club here.
Yes, we love Muna. Muna is our way of life. Do any of you do Muna?
No, to be honest, I don't know even what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Model United Nations Assembly. So you guys know like the actual UN, obviously, right? So it's kind of what we do is, it's in the name, essentially, we model it.
Yeah, it's like mock United Nations and we do like debates and stuff and like competitions.
So
yeah.
We'll get like a resolution and then each partner team is assigned a country and you have to like represent it. And it's like a 4-hour long competition, but it's very fun, very rewarding, inter school. So it's not like your partner could be someone from another school. So yeah, it's definitely, I would recommend it 100%. We're not just promoting the club.
It is so fun, guys.
It is very great. Yes.
I think our school does actually run, a Model UN. I think it's once a year. I recall doing it, last year and, it was a really, great experience.
Country were you?
I was Mexico.
Oh, that's interesting.
Last year we were Mozambique.
We were Mozambique. It can't get worse than that. We've hit rock bottom, so it only goes up from there. Yeah.
We got made fun of so badly because we kept trying to talk and we were like Mozambique and our opponents were like America.
But we went to UTS this year and we were Denmark and I think we improved. We did very well. So I'm proud of ours. That's what I mean. Like moons like that. Hopefully next NSB moon, we will be there. Hopefully. Yeah,
trust, guys.
Trust, we will be there. Do you have any other extracurriculars to add, Leon?
None for me, actually. Liam, do you have any?
Not really, to be honest. I also do play tennis, but just casual tennis and a little bit of training. But I did used to play soccer in primary, and our team, we actually did, here's a little funny story. Our team actually, so it was us versus like a rival club. And also, by the way, I moved to Sydney when I was in year seven. So I came from Melbourne. And basically, our club was versing another rival team, which I forgot their name. And
the rivals, they're irrelevant, trust.
Yeah, the rivals. And our team ended up taking a 4-0 beating in soccer. This is soccer.
So maybe they're not irrelevant.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then one of the kids on my team, he actually got really angry at the end of the game and started like destroying a ball with his boots. So that's just a little funny story, but yeah.
Actually, you've mentioned all of these things that you guys kind of partake on your own will, but do you think there's any role that the teachers in your school have played in shaping that?
Actually, yeah, let me just go check.
One of the main part of the clubs and things at our school is that they actually require a teacher to support. And I think it's just really thoughtful of the teachers to take extra time to ensure that we have such a wide range of extracurriculars available. And, you know, they don't get paid more for it. They don't get any added benefits. But what they do get is they get to see the students thrive in these extracurriculars. And I think that's a really great part of the staff at NSB.
Yeah, I agree. Even at Penrith, a lot of the clubs need to have like a teacher supervisor as well. And they play such a big role in making sure that the kids actually have this platform to engage with and like further both their education and like all their skills and their interests as well.
And usually they themselves are very involved with the club as well. So it's like, it's fun, you know, you get kind of connected to them in that aspect.
You know, I feel like maybe for 2 years, Penrith High School, you guys lost an important piece.
Are they talking about quad schools?
Are they talking about... No, not quad schools.
Not quad schools.
Wait, please enlighten me. I'm lost.
Fine, here's a hint. This guy used to be your deputy principal.
Oh, right.
Now, because of him, Northney boys, they have been ranked first twice.
Okay. Okay. He might be onto something.
Mr. Ferguson, do you want to add a comment here?
You'll edit that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, we were showing them the school, and we went through the alumni garden, and they saw Mr. Ferguson's name in the pavement. We just thought that was interesting.
Forever in a heart, sir.
Yeah. So with all these clubs that you guys say you do or are interested in, majority of you are in year 10 right now, right? So going into more senior school, are there any kind of initiatives you want to start or take over, any clubs?
Yeah, well, I'm an executive member of Social Justice Committee at school. And one thing I've noticed is whenever we do these sort of events where we have mufti for the entire school, the cause often just goes above their heads, you know. They're more concerned about the mufti more than, for example, White Ribbon Day, which is why I feel like us making a podcast ourselves is a fantastic opportunity to like tell the entire school about these events.
You guys are like starting out with the podcast and like your debut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you guys feeling with all of this, by the way? Like we haven't had a chance to actually check in because we've been just piling you guys with information. So how are you guys feeling? Excited for everything?
I thought I was going to be fine, but now I'm feeling overwhelmed, really? You know?
That's exactly how we felt as well. But trust me, it's so rewarding once you get the hang of it.
Hopefully.
Yeah, trust. You guys are actually like, I have full faith that you guys will be absolutely amazing. Aww,
thank you.
Especially as hosts and editors and scripters.
I mean, come on, Neo, you're wearing like headphones right now. Like, tell me you don't feel professional.
Yeah, I feel so
it feels pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably going to be the most professional setting I'm ever going to be in for.
Don't say that.
For video editing.
Right, for video editing. Let's hope.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's actually a really good segue into talking about your vision for your podcast. So are we allowed to name drop? Can we name drop what the name's going to be?
Are we keeping this
secret?
Are we
gatekeeping this?
Like, what do you mean by like name drop?
Like the podcast name.
Yeah, like reveal your secrets here.
You know, okay, we're going to call ourselves the Falcon Focus.
Wow.
Ooh.
Have we noticed a similarity between their name and our name?
Yeah, you know, a bit of alliteration here and there.
A bit of inspiration, if you will.
A bit of imitation, if you
imitation.
Will.
We were talking about this before. We were talking about how, like, what was it again? Imitation.
Is the best form of flattery.
Yes.
Sorry. So why Falcon Focus? Could it possibly have something to do with your school mascot?
Yeah, well, we've got a fabulous mascot. We call him Don the Falcon.
Oh, his name's Don. Wait, do you want to know what ours is?
Sure.
Okay, ours is...
Drum roll, please.
Penny the Penguin. Yes.
Yay!
Ours is a penguin and his name is Penny. And we only just recently found out it's a he. Because we've been calling I thought it was a she as well. Miss Cardonis is like, really? No, yes.
Yeah, everyone shocked here.
It's a he, yeah. We found that out. Who were we talking to about that? We're talking to the captains or something. Yeah, we were talking to the captains. Check out the captains episode where we discuss the gender of Penny.
So add on to your Don the Falcon.
Yeah, you know what? Don the Falcon, he's such a symbol for our school. You know what? That's probably the reason why we have such academic excellence. Whenever we study, we just think about
Don. Because of the Falcon?
Yeah,
really?
Of course.
But you know what your Falcon lacks?
What?
Alliteration. Guys, laugh.
Wait, that's so funny, Reed.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That's great. You're so funny, Reed. Please continue.
Yeah, well, it's just the symbolism of him always being with us, you know?
Yeah,
well, Penny the Penguin's been by our side as well.
Oh my God. Now, on a more serious note, let's talk about, Dion, what was it? What's your reason for this podcast? Like, why did you put your hand up to host it?
Two reasons. One, I need to beef my resume.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about the actual reason, I'm hoping?
The other reason is because, like, well, I like to take leadership roles. And then maybe it's because, like, I used to be an SRC in year 7 in my other high school. And then basically I got this experience of interviewing with other, like, kids. And then I decided, why not, like, let's say, revisit that experience and then try to interview with other people and learn their perspectives, like, of, like, you know, our community, the world, etc.
Why are you giggling, Jamila? Anyway, I was going to ask, how did your team, like, kind of form, like, the four of you?
Well, Mr. Ferguson, he emailed the school some, like clubs that you can join. Well, one of them was the Falcon Focus, basically the podcasting. And then some of us, we basically gave our expression of interest. And then after that, he basically interviewed us. And then finally, the four of us was chosen.
Was it a rigorous, like, interview application process?
I actually remember the interview day. I think I was in history, actually. And I got called to the principal's office by one of the couriers.
That sounds so menacing.
Yeah, I'm so terrified. Like, what's awaiting?
And the whole time when I was walking there, I was just wondering, what have I done? I haven't done anything that bad. And then when I finally got there, I find out it's just for the podcast. And Mr. Ferguson is just asking me questions. And overall, I think it was a really great experience joining the podcast because I got to meet a lot more of my year 10s and learn more about the process behind it.
Okay, I'm just going to ask real quick for the listeners, because we've been with you guys the entire day. Do you want to give a brief little intro into what you guys are going into with the podcast, like your roles in particular?
Yeah, so I'm going to be a host.
Yeah, same with me. I'm going to be the host with Neo.
I'm going to be more behind the scenes writing the scripts so these guys can keep pumping out these amazing podcasts.
I'm also going to be behind the scenes, just cutting and editing everything so that it all works.
Yeah, I think editors have, like, the biggest role with the podcast, because while the hosts and the scripters have such a big role in actually getting the episode produced and out, the editors do the most of, like, the hard work with, like, actually making sure that it flows, that everything sounds perfect. So shout out editors.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think a lot of the time everyone in the podcast team always agrees, like, one of the other main objectives we have is to make things as easy as possible for the editors, because we understand it's difficult for them. And, you know, they're the ones who come up with the finished project. So when we listen to it, we're like, this is incredible. And they're with us. So do you guys think we give you the credit you deserve?
Yeah, for sure. I really enjoy editing and you guys are really special, you know.
This is Snigda, by the way.
Oh, yeah, hi guys, this is Snigda. So I've been an editor for like 2 years now and I've been working with Reet and Shamila, and I just think we're a really good team and I appreciate working with you guys.
So Chica?
What Snigda said, really. I've been editing for 2 years as well and we kind of like switch around like who edits what, and it's pretty much fun at the end of the day.
Jasmine, you have anything to add?
Yeah, well, I've only been on the team for like a term now, but I'm really enjoying it.
So I think by now you guys can tell that this is definitely a much bigger room than we usually have. Usually it's just me, Reet, maybe one of our editors, and then our guests. But we have pretty much all hands on deck today, and I think it's really special. So I'm really loving it so far.
Yeah, it's a bit of a meta episode today, and we are having the time of our lives.
Yeah, that wasn't obvious
that was
already.
That was not very encouraging, but I swear it's in our hearts.
So you guys are looking to expand maybe potentially in the future, right? So what kind of roles do you think you might create looking at inspiration from us maybe?
Well, I mean, look, you said so yourself. Imitation is the best form of flattery, right? We've listened to your podcast. We've seen how successful they are. I think we're more or less going to look at the same sort of team, right? Two hosts, two script writers, some editors and graphic designers.
So who do you think would be doing the graphics then?
Well, that's a fantastic question, actually.
I think Liam knows the answer. Do you want to give?
I believe we can find some new talent throughout the school through a little day called Leap, which is basically a day where all the committees and clubs, including the Falcon Focus podcast, we'll be trying to recruit new talent from the school, and hopefully from that we can add more exciting members to the team in order to grow this team further.
Also, one key thing I think we're missing is, of course, the jingle.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Eric, because you read my mind. I was just going to bring that up. Reet, should we tell them about our jingle?
The jingle.
So basically, we ran a competition a couple years ago for our like podcast jingle. Before that, we just had like maybe some jazz tunes in the beginning and ending. But yeah, and that person who is now in our credits for like, it's been 3 years now, they've probably graduated off school, enjoying their lives. And yeah, they're just forever a part of our school legacy just because of that one jingle. So we highly recommend you guys sourcing out talent maybe that way, you know, it'll definitely be an incentive for people to get more involved in the school project.
Yeah, it's really important to like branch out to like the wider school community as well, because there's always people with skills that maybe just haven't had a chance to come forward yet.
Or maybe you don't even know them, you know? Such a great opportunity to like really meet more people, more members of your community.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I myself, you know, I've always wanted to show my talents, use my skills to, you know, participate in school activities. And now maybe in this podcast, I can show everyone how good I am at yapping.
Yeah, that's the goal. So guys, obviously this is supposed to be kind of a lesson for you as well as just enjoyment. So would
you
like,
guys are not allowed to have fun.
Right. So would you guys like to kind of turn the tables now and have any questions for us or take a shot at hosting?
I guess like I have a question for you guys. My first question is that, so you guys are in year 11, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep. So like, what careers do you guys want to pursue in the future?
Ooh,
what happened to hello, how are you?
Yeah, straight into the deep conversation. Wow. But me personally, I want to become a lawyer.
I think Reet would be very good at that. Maybe diplomacy, a diplomat. It's always been my kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, of course, you two are excellent speakers. I think that's obviously been portrayed through your excellent hosting.
Thank you. Thanks, Neo. I would say the same for all of you. You know, everyone's, I mean, it's kind of like a prerequisite for hosting, but it's definitely shining through. We can see it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, in the interview stage, you all get like checked on like your excellence meter, by the way. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, how has this hosting of the podcast shaped your future goals? I mean,
ooh, I think that the podcast really like helped me become much more of a confident speaker, because before this, I always felt like I was just like too in the background to take into like leadership roles and like come forward in the school community. But since I joined the podcast, I joined like Model UN. I became a leader of Model UN.
Right.
And I think just like the public speaking skills, like the connections with everybody, it really made me branch out as well. And like, yeah, it's been like a really good journey as well. It's been so fun. Shmaila?
For me, it's been about, and also I talked to Anne today about this as well. We're talking about how journalism, which is one of my passions, and I definitely think that when it comes to meeting new people and knowing people's context, they like their backstories, just knowing things, I think I really like that. So definitely the podcast has helped me connect with people's stories, and I think also learn a lot about myself as well.
It's a lot about being able to be involved in the behind the scenes, that it's so like intriguing.
And also I feel like, I mean, didn't you guys mention like obviously like it's about camaraderie and like brotherhood, right? So communication's a big aspect, I would say. So what do you think?
Well, yeah, communication's a big aspect here, and like you brought up camaraderie, that's one of our like what's it called again? Yeah, school values. It's called the Falcon Code. We have
they have such cool names for everything.
Yeah, like wow.
That's what happens if you join North Sydney Boys High School.
Well, it's a bit difficult for us, yeah, but we'll try.
I feel we don't really make the criteria.
Well, if you want to know the Falcon Code, let me just tell you the five values real quick. You got respect, integrity, camaraderie. What are the other two, actually? commitment. Respect. And
you already said respect. I'm afraid.
Does anyone know the last one? Okay, fine.
So we know four out of five.
And your compassion. We can't forget about passion, guys.
Of course we can't.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have a question for you guys. Is it all right if I ask?
Of course.
All right, nice. All right. With the future students that's going to join this podcast team in your school, what's an important note that you want to leave for them?
This is actually very relevant because we are currently about to enter a little handover process where we introduce new students and kind of start upskilling them before
we phase out.
Yeah, before we phase out. But yeah, I think a big part of this is making sure that they know the responsibility that hosting a podcast and like being involved in the team involves.
Yeah, I would say the same. I think honestly kind of knowing that it's at the end of the day, it's like a team effort. You can't just look out for yourself. You have to look out for everyone. Make it as easy for everyone as you can because they'll ultimately do the same for you. Just honestly, let's just make it an efficient process, I would say. So people who like to get things done at the end of the day, those are kind of people we like to look out for as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, your podcast, you guys started it for what reason?
Well, the podcast itself began in 2021. So way before me and Reet were like actually,
yeah, we were like in your
we were babies then. So yeah, it's been a while. But I think obviously we talked about this today while we were upskilling them is about how visions kind of change over time. As the podcast grows, as you grow as people change. So that's kind of what happened with us.
Yeah, the podcast originally began as like this prefect initiative, and it was meant to connect our school with like the wider community, like those outside of our school. I'm pretty sure we had a rugby player on one of our episodes come in. But ever since like after beyond that, it eventually just branched out into kind of like a school community sort of thing, where now we just interview people within our school, like events of the day, just updating our like students and like staff about what's going on around the school. So I think that's like a big thing on how visions can change as well. And like really figuring out the priorities of your school.
Well, if you could stay in this podcast team for one more year, what do you want to change in this team?
Ooh. Yeah. I think a big thing is we actually got these cool vlog cameras, and I am so bummed that we're going to end up having to phase out before we actually get a chance to try them out. But yeah, they're amazing. I'm so excited for like the new team when they come in, because we did with the Multicultural Day episode, we did a whole lot of street interviews, and that I was on the ground for that for the majority of it. And that was amazing. I loved it so much because street interviewing, you really get to capture like the big parts of the day. And I think with vlogging, it's just like, it's more engaging, it's more interactive, and it's a lot more funnier because you guys can actually see what's going on instead of just basing it off our vocal cues. But yeah.
Yeah, we haven't advanced that far yet, but that, you know, it's something like, it's one step forward for every podcast team. So I think obviously we've kind of progressed when it comes to like the Vlog Pops, right? And now we're going to continue on. So maybe one day another you know, host might actually end up doing the vlogging, and then we'll look back and we'll think, hey, we, you know, we remember that, and that's really cool.
Like setting like the foundations, like building the set, like stepping stones for like the future of our school to like come in and build on this legacy we've got.
Yeah, well, to the viewers, this just shows how much taking up a hobby, taking up a school commitment, how much it can change you, you know. It's honestly great that we have these opportunities at school.
So I know that you guys were supposed to interview us for the remainder, but I did have like one question left on our minds, and that's, well, how do you feel being like the first batch to really approach a podcast in Noughts and Boys? So how does that feel? I mean, you're the one starting this legacy, really. You're the pioneers. So,
well, it feels scary because the next batch are going to look back onto our ones and they're going to see probably how sketchy it is at first, you know. We're going to be stuttering all over the place, and then we might say some...
So low expectations but high results, kind of. That's what you're going for.
It's kind of like the people who made the first plane, how everyone knows the people who made the first plane, even though it wasn't like the world's best plane ever. So I think it is really important that you set the foundations for it. Like, you're going down in like your school's history as the starting people of your school's podcast.
I mean, like, to be honest... collectively, as a team of four, I think we're really proud to be, you know, called the pioneers of this podcast team. And, like, we're also proud of being, you know, a voice of the student body in North Sydney Boys High School.
Well, I think that's about as much time as we've got today, unfortunately. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Well, that's it for today's episode of The Penrith Perception. We hope you enjoyed the inspiring words of your community and culture.
Thank you so, so much to everyone who shared their experiences and words. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Wait, say bye. Say bye. Say bye.
Oh, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Penrith Perception, a podcast made by the multimedia team. To support us, feel free to follow us on Spotify. You can also find us on Instagram at The Penrith Perception for more news, behind-the-scenes material, and upcoming episodes. This podcast was recorded on Darug land, always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
The Penrith Perception is executive produced by Shamila Faisal, Reek Kanda, and Dimity Skardanis. Mixed and edited by Snigdha Nishani, Sachika Chakravorty, and Jasmine Sohi. Scripted by Marlena Hanna and Studi Biswas. Graphic design by Abhi Chi and Mariam Ahmed. Music composed by Preetam Telugu.